This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Does the return of Aldon Smith make you think Antonio Brown will get another shot in the NFL? Aldon Smith spent 4 years out of the NFL. He, if you looked at his history, he was toxic. He was untouchable. You couldn't have that guy because of some of the things that this guy has done off the field. Now, Antonio Brown, during last season and during the offseason so far, has had, you know, quite possibly the weirdest story we've ever seen. Is it's just a constant surge of things that you were like, what is going on with this guy? To the point where he had to be strapped into a suicide vest. People thought he was going to kill himself. Wow. because of the actions he was taking looked so wild and out there that his CTE had taken him to places that you didn't think that any other person could go unless they were going to kill themselves. And he became what appeared to be a problem for society. And now, and so I'm wondering if there's anything he can do to show that he's not. And if, you know, we talked about this yesterday, he's working out with Lamar Jackson. So yeah. There's a wide receiver working out with Lamar Jackson. The dude's still got the footwork. He's still got the hands. He's still got some skills. And you even saw him work out with Tom Brady whenever they went down to Miami for one game. So is a team out there going to say, you know what, he's had enough time, we can give this guy a shot? Or have coaches around the rest of the NFL talked so much that there's no coach out there willing to give this guy a chance?
I already thought that Antonio Brown would get another shot in the NFL just because he was so good. You know, like it's always kind of a, what you can get away with is requisite to how good you actually are. And you could definitely point to a good period of time where Antonio Brown was the best wide receiver in the NFL. And because of that, I think that he could still get another shot. Now that I see that Aldon Smith is getting another shot, then I definitely think that Antonio Brown can get another shot. Because, like, for example, Antonio Brown was better at his position than Aldon Smith ever was. I know Aldon Smith was damn fine, and he had that one season that was insane. But Antonio Brown was more consistent. He showed that he could do it for more amount of time. He's almost the same age as Aldon Smith. He's like a little bit more than, I think he's like 6 or 9 months older than Aldon Smith. And he has not had as much legal problem as Aldon Smith. And so everything leads me to say yes. Now, I know you guys were thinking no when we talked a little bit ago. Do you still feel that way? And does Aldon Smith have anything to do with your thoughts here?
Well, here's how it has to do with my thoughts. Is yesterday during crosstalk, I didn't get to see Gavin Dawson's video before our show, but he was really excited about Aldon Smith and thinks this could be great and that he could have, you know, 8 to 10 sacks for the Dallas Cowboys. And then Brian Broaddus said, look, at that position, if you could go get the quarterback 8 years ago, you can go get the quarterback 8 years from now, as long as you're not 40 years old or something like that. So then I'm watching, Twitter, and I see the thing pop up where, Antonio Brown's working out. His body looks great. He's moving great. 2 years ago, he was in the argument for greatest wide receiver in the NFL for the 2018 season, because he missed pretty much last year. And last year, Corey pointed out, in a short amount of time of practice, he looked really good for the Patriots for one game. If you're excited about Aldon Smith, you know, I'm kind of giving G-Bag Nation a topic here if they want this. is if you're excited about Aldon Smith, if the Cowboys worked out a deal with Antonio Brown where, hey, I'll give you $2 million guaranteed. So, I mean, that's not much guarantee. If you're good, you can get up to $10 million. So if you play all 16 games and you hit 1,400 yards and 10 touchdowns, I don't know what all the incentives need to be, then you get $10 million to play this year. Wouldn't that be the same thing as all? Wouldn't we be, shouldn't you be as excited to get Antonio Brown as Aldon Smith with just 2 years ago? He was the best wide receiver in the game, and you can get him for just $2 million. If he screws up, if he comes to training camp like he did with the Raiders and he's a total screw up, you're only out $2 million. If he's great, you only owe $10 million to the best wide receiver in football. So I'm just like, if we're going down the Aldon Smith route and we don't want, you know, hey, who's our guy that the offensive coordinator's having to deal with as a kind of, I have to babysit this person?
Amari Cooper.
Okay, and maybe that is the case. I don't know. I don't feel like he hits that, but maybe he is.
I don't know if you've heard Rex Ryan talk today or not.
Well,
but
I unfortunately have. But I'm just saying, if we can't, if we have all Boy Scouts on the offensive side right now, and I don't know if we do or not, we're only adding one bad guy. Can't the offensive coordinator and, you know, can't Kellen Moore, can't McCarthy, can't the wide receiver coach just deal with Antonio Brown? And we just added the best wide receiver in football, arguably, for only $2 million, maybe up to $10 million in incentives.
So, of course, as soon as that name comes up, somebody brought up, and they are almost the exact same age, is Dez Bryant. And the thought, and people are like, well, Antonio Brown's probably going to get suspended. Aldon Smith has not even been reinstated into the league. So the thought that he might not face any suspension, I don't know about any of that. From the 817, for once I agree with Mike, score. From the another 817, Brown is an all-time great talent, so I think he definitely gets another shot. And the issue with some of these other players, though, I mean, we can obviously include Dez in this discussion, is it's been 2 years. Like, going into 2020, it will have been 2 years since Antonio Brown has been great. It's been 7 years since Aldon Smith has been great, and it's been 6 years since Dez Bryant has been great. And so I think that is one of the big deciders right there. 6 years is an eternity. I mean, 2 years is an eternity in football, but 6 years is like, that's insane to expect someone to come back at, you know, like a high level, let alone
like I did yesterday.
Any level.
R.A. Dickey was one of the best pitchers in baseball, and Miguel Cabrera had the triple crown. Now, if the Rangers added Miguel Cabrera and R.A. Dickey today, I don't think we'd be getting excited about them.
So, I'm looking at this from the perspective of the Cowboys. Now, Kevin, I feel like you're thinking, will he get a shot in the NFL, right? Like, any team. My other part of this is, would he be okay with the Cowboys? Because Mike was asking, who's the wide receiver? Who's the guy that you have to pamper right now? I don't see a reason to do it other than give me all the athletes, right? Like, that's – I'm looking at this. I do kind of want to see how much McCarthy can handle on his plate. But when it comes to Aldon Smith, I'm told by Ed Werder that he worked out with him while he was visiting his daughter in L.A. And he got a chance to see the guy and talk to the guy. And he was like, you know what? I think he's got something left in him. So he wants to take him on as a pet project. How many pet projects do you take on in a year, though? I don't. If I'm the owner, I'm like, give me all the talent because you got to coach them. But if I'm the coach, I'm sitting there going, man, I already have one pet project right now, so I'm not willing to do it. Somebody out there might be willing to take a pet project, but Kevin, the fact that Bruce Arians had the thing to say about it so quickly, the fact that the Steelers, who are an organization that moves on from somebody so, you know, really fast. And the fact that it blew up the way that it did at Oakland, and that after one game only, the Patriots moved on, I don't see a coaching staff out there that is going to believe that they can handle that kind of a volatile player.
Yeah, and this is a really interesting point, and I started to try to think of some other examples from the 972. I'm only 27. Is there anybody that y'all can recall who's bounced back from a train wreck off the field situation like Antonio Brown? I can think of Michael Vick after his prison sentence. You know, the person I kind of wanted to say,
Stallworth went to
prison. Then he won a Super Bowl. I And then I was curious about Randy Moss, but I think his issues were more like internally in the locker room and not any kind of legal issue. So I don't think that would count because he just set the world on fire with New England after he burned his bridges in Oakland.
Chris Carter was a drug addict and the Philadelphia Eagles had to release him because of his just lack. It wasn't, once again, it doesn't have to go with arrest and going to jail for 20 days. Like, that's Alden Smith's, you know, somewhat of his history. But I don't know. It's tough. But the Cowboys believe. The Cowboys believe that they can get Alden Smith to be a quality player on their defense this year. So why can't they believe that they can't get Antonio Brown to be a quality player on their offense? Because just 2 years ago, he was the best in football at his position.
Yeah, from the 2-4, if you add AB, you instantly have the most deadly wide receiver group in the NFL.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Reggie, I'll let you go. But if we're going down this path, I just say, let's just go all the way in.
Yeah, I don't think it was ever an issue about Antonio Brown's playing ability, right? Like, even with the Raiders, we saw him. The reason why he didn't get started quickly was he had that foot injury, right? Like, he seemed like he was, once he was going to be healthy, he'd be fine. The problem was all the other stuff always. And I think, well, you were mentioning it earlier, Kevin. Someone texted in and said, you know, like, suspensions would be an issue. Like, we don't know what the NFL would possibly bring down on him because he still has a couple of cases that are actively
pending.
That are pending. Yeah. And that, on top of that, I believe in both of those situations, the lawyers that were representing him have pulled out, right?
Like, because those need to get mental evaluations. No, you're
those
right.
are not like good signs
you're
when
right.
it comes to like a guy who is going to be available for you and not cause you a headache.
You're definitely right about all of that. I'm not here to sell you that Antonio Brown would be the wisest decision that anyone could. The alternate thought I would present to you is we brought this up after his rookie season, which Alden Smith got drafted in 2011. There has been 1 year he hasn't been arrested or in jail. 2016. One. So the thought, that's just why I used him as a springboard example, because here you have somebody who, I mean, you could argue they're facing, well, I don't think it's much of an argument at this point. They're facing worse charges, but obviously are significantly closer to being useful in the NFL and at a higher level. And I wonder how teams balance that out. I'm not here to tell you that any of these people are like, hey, this is the best human that you could sign. And I don't know if this person was trying to use this as saying, like, as long as you're bringing up troubled people, and they're like, why not just sign Colin Kaepernick as your quarterback? I mean, and that's the thing, is you have to decide what the headache is worth, because does anybody dispute, like, do you think that Colin Kaepernick would be better than Cooper Rush? Because I bet most people would be like, probably. But that's the thing, is you have to balance, like, what's the talent differential versus what you think the headache differential is, or suspension, or what, you know, whatever goes along with all of these people.
The other thing that comes into play here, Kevin, you're talking about the player and as a coach how you're going to handle it, but a lot of it has to do with, I mean, because McCarthy might be perfectly suited for it right now. Broadus brings this up a lot. And by the way, Broadus and G-Bag Nation are going to have Wade Phillips on at 5:20 today on 105 Through the Fan. But Broadus brings up job security for head coaches, GMs, you know, and so forth. Now, if you're Andy Reid, you got job security for however long you want it right now. Kansas City's never letting you go. But do you want to mess up the chemistry of what you have built? No, that's why they brought Sammy Watkins back. If you're Mike McCarthy, you have no chemistry yet. You don't even know yet. So, but you have job security because you're there for the next 5 years, or at least three, maybe two without Jerry Jones impeding. Obviously, John Gruden was willing to do it. He was only two in his second year. He has job security forever. So you look at some of the guys that have made the decisions to bring him in, they had job security. They could make those decisions. And the Cowboys right now actually do have that kind of job security where, you know, every decision they make here is going to be why they're either extended or let go down the road. But, man, that's what it comes to. How many coaches around the league are in position to say, I can make this move, and if I add them to it and have to move on, I'm not going to get fired.
It's really interesting to me, Corey. We asked the question at the very beginning of this segment, does the return of Alden Smith make you think Antonio Brown will get another shot in the NFL? That was just a more basic question about the NFL. And there have been you know, a pretty good amount of at least Cowboys fans are like, but I wouldn't want him here. But I have to admit, at least 40%, I would say, 35 to 40% of the Cowboys-only responses I've seen for this say, yeah, no, I would go ahead and do that, which I have to admit would be higher than I thought because that's just this fan base, not even like the entirety of the NFL, which only makes me further sure that he will get a shot. Not should or whatever, just will he.
Yeah, he's going to go with the Jets because that's the way the Jets run things, dude.
The tough part about that, though, is like that's from the fan perspective. And for the fans, you're worried about the on-field perspective part
of
it.
You don't have to deal with the fallout of any of it.
That's the easy part on the Antonio Brown case. Yes, you want Antonio Brown, the player. The problem is for the organization to go in and go and get that guy, they have to be concerned with all the other stuff. And that's the question there. With Alden Smith, at least it's a little easier to make that happen because – Like has been brought up by Jay Glazer and others. Like there has been this span in which it seems like there's a possibility that this is getting better, and maybe you can hang your hat on that.
If nothing else, I've said this a couple of times. I really hope it is better. Like outside of just I hope he plays well for the Cowboys. I mean, sure. But as a human, you hope he gets better. I think we all hope Antonio Brown gets better because that's a situation that we've talked about over the weeks and months. That oh my gosh, if like. I hate to say it, but if you found out, like they said tomorrow morning, Antonio Brown is dead, unfortunately, you'd have to be like, damn it. Like, because we all kind of saw his unraveling coming. So as a human, I hope Alden Smith gets better and same for Antonio Brown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.